One day, we had an idea. We wanted to get JP drunk as fuck and record his take on comic book history. The outcome was terrible. We're gonna present this to you and let you decide what to think about it. I think it's one of the worst things ever in the history of humanity. You might view that differently. There's some beautiful little nuggets of humor in there. Let us know what you think. Without further ado, drunk comic history.
All right, this is on. This is recording.
Focus to drink. How fucking hard is that? I don't know that I'd put that there. I wouldn't.
Okay, we need to get it close to you so they can hear you good.
You can put it over on that, or I don't know. But I wouldn't put it on my leg.
I'm gonna set it right here.
Barf.
Okay.
Be bad news. Okay.
All right, you're recording.
Hold on. Let me focus. I got a drink first. Okay.
All right, let's start it.
I'm ready.
What is Green Lantern?
What is the Green Lantern or who is the Green Lantern? Because that's two different things.
What is a Green Lantern?
The Green Lantern, there's two different Green Lanterns. There's the magical, like Alan Scott got the Green Lantern ring originally. It was like a magical meteorite or something, I think. And he got it. The Green Lantern originally started in like the 1940s, maybe 1950s, right after the World War II. But it was a meteorite that fell to Earth, and Alan Scott, who was a radio engineer, he fucking got it. And it came in the form of Green Lantern ring.
So wait, what? A meteorite that brought a ring?
He made a ring out of the rock.
He made a rock ring.
Yeah, he made a rock ring. Absolutely, is what he did. And so Alan Scott did it, and what the Green Lantern ring does is it creates anything that the person wills. It's all based on their willpower. Now, remember, there's two different ones. This is going to be so fucked up, I swear to God.
So far, you've been pretty right.
Well, The first one is based... Hey, shut up! I haven't got there yet. The first one is based more off of a magical center, not off a scientific, but a magical center. And so whatever the will of the person creates Green Lantern, okay? Hold on, I haven't finished.
Okay.
The Green Lantern also has a weakness. And the original Alan Scott Green Lantern ring had a weakness to wood. So anything that was wood-based, right? Yes. I don't know. I didn't fucking create it.
So he was afraid of wood?
He was wood. Like he had a villain, I think it was called the Black Thorn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Black Thorn was his name. The Black Thorn was his, like, a tough villain because he was made of all wood. And so it caused problems for him. But, okay, so we're talking about Green Lantern. That's Alan Scott. And so it just creates things out of willpower. So he imagines, like, a sledgehammer appearing and hitting somebody in the face. Boom. It just happens. Right? Now...
So he could sledgehammer the wood. Or can't he sledgehammer wood?
He can still hurt wood, I think. Fuck, I don't know.
So he can't even hurt wood.
Hey, guess what, Amitron? My lips are numb.
Okay, hold on. I'm confused. Yeah. So the Green Lantern that Sheldon wears on The Big Bang...
Big Bang Theory, Sheldon, he's probably thinking more like Green Lantern Classic, DC Silver Age. Green Lantern probably started later in the late 50s, early 60s. That's Hal Jordan. Hal Jordan was a fighter pilot for Ferris Industries. Hal Jordan was selected as a fighter pilot because Hal Jordan had no fear. He'd fly whatever plane they wanted. Like, they put him up in the crop duster. He'd fly, he'd do loop-de-loops, he'd do whatever shit he wanted. He'd fucking be like, kaboom. That's just the way it happens.
He kaboom a crop duster.
Fuck yeah.
Kaboom. Okay.
Like Randy Quaid out of that movie. What the fuck? What with the aliens and shit?
What is that called?
Independence Day.
Yay!
Like Randy Quaid out of Independence Day. But Hal Jordan, but that's more of a scientific base because Green Lantern happened then in the 1950s. That happened after the World War II.
The World War II. There's so many.
There is. World War II, science, nuclear bombs.
That's your breakdown? World War II, science, nuclear bombs. Green Lantern.
Do you feel like my brain, the back of my head's like trying to make logic out of it? I'm so fucking drunk that I can't fucking. What's going on right now? So Hal Jordan, he comes in, the Green Lanterns are a space police force all across the galaxy. So Hal Jordan is Green Lantern of Sector, I don't even know. I'm not going to try to guess. He gets selected after Abin Sur dies at the hands of Sinestro because he figured out Sinestro was a dick. He becomes Green Lantern. He protects Earth in that sector.
Wait, he figured out that Sinestro has a dick?
He is a dick.
Okay.
That's right, Antitron. He is a dick.
Yeah, if you look at the character drawings of Sinestro, he looks a lot like a penis.
He is a dick. He's got a really long head. It's fucking purple and throbbing and shit all the time. So, Green Lantern is a character based on willpower. He's crossed both boundaries, Sarah.
He's got both boundaries.
He's both magical and scientific if you go from the Golden Age to the Silver
Age.
He's afraid of wood. He's also afraid of the color yellow. The color yellow affects the Green Lantern ring.
Of course. Nuclear bombs.
Nuclear bombs. Crop dusters.
Power if he has
we the got ring. It.
Go ahead. Repeat again.
Does he only have this power if he has the ring?
Not necessarily, because Hal Jordan has no fear. That's why he was selected. So okay. Even if he didn't have his ring, if he was put in a situation with bank robbers or an alien or who's going to take over the Earth or something like that, he would be like, fuck you. I'm going to fucking do what I want. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's fucking great.
He'd be like, fuck you. That's his response.
He'd be like, fuck you.
So would he make the big hand?
Fuck like, yeah, it'd be like a fucking Green Lantern hand of the size of fucking America. He'd be like, fuck you. But, okay, get back to your question.
What's the question again?
What is Green Lantern?
And what is Green Lantern?
So Hal Jordan is Green Lantern. He had no fear, fighter pilot, does what he does. But the thing with Hal Jordan I didn't like was he always created like fucking baseball bats and like boxing gloves and shit. He didn't have any real imagination with the power they had in his hands. So next thing, I think, bring up John Stewart, is that right? Maybe John Stewart from fucking Daily Show?
Yeah, John Stewart from the Daily Show.
No, this dude was black and not Jewish. He's an engineer. He's fucking the engineer.
You got this. Right, is everyone getting this?
And not Jewish.
He comes up and he's more of an architect than a mechanical engineer. You're loving this, aren't you?
I'm just breaking it down. Crop dusters, nuclear bomb, wood, right? Willpower.
Black, not Jewish. Okay, so.
Architect.
John Stewart comes in. He takes over for Hal Jordan for a while. He does a good job, but he makes things more mechanical, more fucking straight line, and so that's really good. After John Stewart, he's black, he gets kind of passed over. But it was good they made him a Green Lantern at that time because that's what the country needed. Wow,
what did the country need?
They needed a black Green Lantern.
Questions
been answered. But John Stewart was more of an architect, so instead of making boxing gloves and crazy shit like that, like Hal Jordan did, he'd make like crazy mazes or like, because he's an architect and shit. Or an engineer.
He's an architect engineer.
Yeah, he's. Architect engineer who makes shit like crazy mazes and fucking robots and shit. Then after him came Guy Gardner. He's a douchebag. I'm not going to talk about him a whole lot.
Total douchebag.
Batman fucking punched him out in one of the relaunches of JLA number one. Just knocked him the fuck out because Guy Gardner wanted to be the leader. And Batman was like, fuck you, I'm the fucking leader. And that's the way it happened. And then there was Kyle Rayner. Kyle Rayner got the ring by a fluke, which is a substitution. But Kyle Rayner was an artist. And they'd be like giving Andy a Green Lantern ring. Give him that ring, like, have super huge fucking dildo monsters going across the city, fucking blowing up bad guys and shit. It'd be fucking amazing. But Kyle Rayner became Green Lantern. He went on to do some other fucking crazy shit.
What's he do now?
I think he's called the Ion. Like, he's like a whole another spiritual entity for the Green Lantern Force. I don't know. Comic books got too fucking expensive for me to fucking talk about. So I couldn't fucking buy them anymore because I'm a poor motherfucker. I had to fucking spend money on booze instead of fucking comic books.
Yeah, that was your choice.
That was my choice. It was a fucking better investment than that.
Yeah. We've broken down four Green Lanterns. There's Alan Scott, who's afraid of wood.
Correct.
There's John Stewart from The Daily Show, who's black and not Jewish.
Correct.
Hal Jordan, who flies crop dusters.
No, he flies experimental fire pilots for various industries.
Okay. And Kyle Rayner, who is a spiritual entity named Ion.
By the way, Hal Jordan died. They brought him back recently. I don't know how that works. It's a comic book second right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we got it. You have that? Does everyone understand how Green Lantern works?
Green Lantern is now, but it's focused on willpower. So whatever you imagine, you fucking create. So if you want to create a fucking, like, ginormous dude sucking the ocean up out of the fucking ocean, out of a straw, then that happens. If you want to imagine, like, if I was Green Lantern, I'd imagine, like, a machine that I could fucking sit in and fucking exercise me myself, because I'm a fat, disgusting bastard. Well, I got, like, healthy and shit. That's what I would fucking use a Green Lantern for. Like, boom, look at me, now I'm a fucking superstar.
Now you're a superstar?
That's not just a Green Lantern.
There it was. Holy shit. You see what I'm talking about, right? That's some pretty terrible stuff. Maybe the best thing ever. So, every other week, I'll be posting this when we don't have an episode of Geekopolis for you guys. We have several of these, fortunately. Enjoy them. Let us know what you think. Also, we've started a Facebook page. Just search Geekopolis, and you should be able to join up. We're going to post little musings. Post links to the stories we talk about in our podcast so you know what the hell is going on. And hopefully we get about 40,000 people to join that. All right, peace.